Broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with the years and years of living topped up underneath their arms. Walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with all they own in a $100 car. One time someone told them about a friend they knew who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. Now some are born for money, they've never had to say survive, and others swing a 9-pound hammer just to stay alive. There's cowboys, drunks, Christians, mostly white and black and blue. They've all dialed a phone, collect a home at 16th Avenue. Ah, but then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words rolled off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while, you'll go in style on 16th Avenue. Oh, it looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet. But a lot of lives were changed down on that little one-way street. They walk away from everything just to sing for me and you. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. Hey, God bless all the girls who make the noise down on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with the years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms. Walk away from everything just the same for me.
Well, good Thursday. From Nashville, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is our co-host, Bobby Bell. And an appropriate song to start things with this Thursday from our good friend, Miss Lacey J. Dalton, that's 16th Avenue. How are you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great, Gary. I'm watching the calendar, and we're only about 1 week away from your big rendezvous event.
We are. We are just a week today, and it all starts, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. With a lot of trail riding, a lot of great music, and a lot of great shopping, and it's all for a couple of very worthy causes that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show. But right now, I want to wish a happy birthday to Miss Sam DeLue, a good friend of ours, a cowboy poet, and happy birthday, Sam. And since we played 16th Avenue, our first guest today is calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, where I am sure she has become very familiar with that area of 16th Avenue. So who's our guest today?
We have Olivia Harm standing by, and she's actually calling in from Nashville. And another good poet friend of ours, Tom Swearingen, just posted that he is tuned in and listening and loves Olivia's songs and voice. So welcome, Tom, for joining us.
Well, good morning, Tom. So it's, yeah, we need to have Tom back on the show. It's been a while since he's been on. But we're going to have a great time visiting with Olivia, and we'll talk a little bit about what she's doing in Nashville and her songwriting and her traveling and touring. And we'll play a lot of great music from her latest CD called Rhinestone Cowgirl. But right now, let's take a listen from that CD to a song called Gypsy. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Olivia Harms today on the Campfire Cafe.
I'm a gypsy, living my best life on the road. Yeah, I'm a gypsy, more of a daisy than a rose. Just a Mustang running, so far burning, you can't fence me in. Just a few things you should know about me. Yeah, I'm a gypsy. For a slow song, and I love most, like a small town, just blink and I'll be gone. I'm a gypsy, living my best life on the road. Yeah, I'm a gypsy, more of a daisy than a rose. Just a Mustang running, so far burning, you can't fence me in. Just a few
welcome back to the award-winning Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. We just heard Gypsy, performed by today's guest, Olivia Harms, from her new album, Rhinestone Cowgirl. Born and raised on a century farm in Canby, Oregon, Olivia Harms grew up knowing hard work was a way of life. So was music. Olivia's mom is Joni Harms, singer, songwriter, and Western Hall of Fame inductee. Music and hard work went hand in hand for Olivia. She joined her mom on the road playing music before she could walk. She received her first guitar, a baby Taylor, at age 6. Songwriting followed shortly after with her own debut album, self-titled Olivia, at 16. Fast forward a few years. Although she earned a bachelor's degree in agricultural business management from Oregon State University, she is a full-time musician commuting to Nashville to perform, write, and record demos. She continues to base herself out of Oregon, but spends about half her year in Nashville. She loves being on the road performing and has entertained audiences in Paris, New Zealand, and Australia, as well as Nashville and Oregon, and many venues in between. With the release of her second album, Rhinestone Cowgirl, perhaps she'll be coming your way soon. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe, songwriter, musician, performer, the original Rhinestone Cowgirl, Olivia Harms. Welcome, Olivia.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. It's so good to be on with you guys.
How are you doing, sir, our young lady?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Where I come from, you know, out on the ranch area, you can call cowboys, cowgirls, they're all the same. So I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I think I'm trying to wake up today.
All right. I get that. I'm here in Nashville, you know, and where I'm staying, there's no coffee, and I usually go on a run every morning.
Oh, no.
So it was tough. I woke up and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to go on a run, and I don't have any coffee, and it's raining, but that's okay.
Oh.
We made it. So I understand the lack of coffee this morning.
Gosh. Well, I have to have my coffee. I think Bobby can attest to that. Usually by this time of day, I have had 12 to 13 cups and am working on my others. So unfortunately, I'm
that's
on the road today. Yeah, I'm on the road today, so I don't have as much coffee in me yet, but we'll work on that. So I was just thinking a while ago, the last time you were on the show, I think we played music from Olivia, and you were on with your mom, and it makes me feel old because you're growing up, you know? You're a young woman now. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have, you know, that first album for people to look back on, and I'm still so proud of it because I wrote and co-wrote half the songs on that album, and then my mom was kind enough to let me cut a couple of songs that she hadn't cut, and so I'm proud of it. It was a wonderful place to start, but I am really excited that I have this new album that I feel like really represents who I am as an artist and a songwriter and gives people kind of a more authentic look of who I am, you know, who is Olivia Harms. I feel like Rhinestone Cowgirl is a better description and you know, presents me a little better than maybe the debut album.
I think probably it does. And we will look forward to the third one when it gets ready to come out. But so tell us a little bit about what's going on in Nashville. And I know Joni has done a lot of work with our good friend Wood Newton and some other folks back in Nashville. She's done the Opry, but how did you decide to make Nashville like a second home?
Yeah, well, you know, after college, I decided I wanted to pursue music full time. And so I started commuting back and forth to Nashville, you know, started doing trips every third month, and I'd stay for a week, and my mom was kind enough to introduce me to folks like Wood Newton, and then I'd start doing writers' rounds and just slowly meeting more and more songwriters and then coming back more frequently. And so I've been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years. And, you know, in the middle there, probably 3 years into my commuting process, I thought, I've really got a good batch of songs that I'm proud of. Now it's time for me to start looking into finding a producer and someone that I feel like I really connect with who gets my vision and record the second album. And so I think it was in 2019, I met D. Scott Miller, and he ended up being my producer. It was great because I had a couple interviews or, you know, lined up meetings with producers, and one of my questions for each one of them was, what are some artists that you feel like, you know, I kind of remind you of or sound like, or what's your vision for this project after I have shared a couple of my original songs with them? And quite a few of them would say Joni Harms, and of course I'm so flattered because I am her daughter and I love her music. But at the same time, I was like, okay, guys, you know, I mean, of course I sound like her because we're kin. But
right.
But D. Scott was like, you know, I hear some Emmylou Harris or maybe some Buck Owens, kind of like a West Coast Bakersfield thing, but also keeping that very traditional country music alive, bringing back the honky-tonk sound. And so when I met up with him and he had that answer for me, it just seemed like a natural connection. It seemed like he got it. And so we proceeded forward with the plans to record. We were hoping to get it done in March of 2020. And then we all know that we had this little thing called coronavirus. So it got delayed. But we did it in May of 2020 and kind of rounded up the project. And then I just kept waiting and waiting for the right time to release the album because I wanted to be able to go out and play the songs live shortly after it was released. And so, you know, I figured May of 2021, a year after it was recorded, seemed like the best time to do it. And here we are.
And here we are. And here we are. So I think you've been kind of releasing some singles along, haven't you?
I did. Yeah, I released the first single in September of 2020, and then I did Gypsy in November, and then released a couple more the beginning of this year. And it's been great because that way you can kind of give people a teaser of what to expect and get them interested and then slowly give them, you know, that build up to the whole album. And that's been really fun to just do and see how people react to the music. It's been really wonderful.
Yeah, well, I've reacted very well. Yeah, go ahead, Bobby.
I've got a quick question that's so interesting. So you worked with D. Scott Miller and you worked with Wood Newton and a couple other folks. And these songs were not really in your repertoire yet then, right? You weren't performing these songs in 2018, 2019. This is all new music that is introduced through this new album. Is that right? Is that what I'm understanding?
That's right, yeah. The only song that I kind of did as, like, you know, testing it out and seeing what people thought of it was a song that I did right with Wood Newton. It's called Kiddie Pool, and it's just kind of a funny little happy breakup song, and I think I wrote that in, 2018. It was one of my, you know, in my beginning trips to Nashville, and Wood and I hit it off and wrote that, and so then I learned to play it, and I think the first time I played it was at the Monterey Cowboy Gathering a couple years ago, and I was with Tom Swearingen there. We had a good time down there. That was fun, and people just really connected with the song and thought it was fun, and so I did play that one and give it as a teaser saying, okay, one day I'll have a new album coming out, but we don't have a date. We don't have a date, but all the rest is brand new, written and co-written in Nashville, and so I'm just excited for people to hear it.
You have to just be over the moon and like Christmas Eve for Christmas morning. Like how are people? You've got to be so eager to get out there and start doing this live.
I definitely am, and I definitely was. I mean, sitting on the music for a year was, I think, one of the most difficult things I've had to do, just because I was like, I'm just so excited to share it, and then trying to figure out a release date to tell people when we were still dealing with the pandemic. You know, I'd originally hoped of releasing the album on my mom's birthday, so November 5th, 2020, but then we were still dealing with so much stuff, and it just did not seem like the most organic time to release it, and so I put it off a little more, and like all things, God has perfect timing, and so I think May of 2021 was the right time, and doing the singles before was the best way to do it. But you are so right. It was so rough to sit on it, and then when it finally came out, I was just bouncing up and down, so excited, and hoping that people loved it as much as I do.
Well, we want to get to another song, and so tell us about Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm so glad you chose that one. That's one of my favorites. I wrote that with Dennis Morgan and Kurt Thomas. And Dennis Morgan is responsible for a lot of really great songs in Nashville. He wrote a lot of Barbara Mandrell stuff. You know, I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool, and You Can Eat Crackers in My Bed, all those good songs. He wrote Smoky Mountain Rain. And so one of my friends, Tom Long, who helps me with my publishing, he recommended that I write with Dennis. And got it all set up. And so when, you know, I knew all this about Dennis, and I was trying to pinch myself and bring my best ideas to the table because he's just this wonderful songwriter. And he just made it so easy. We got in, you know, our writing room, and we were chatting, and he said, you just seem to me like someone who's not going to really let anyone stand in your way, and you're going to give them some sass if they try to hold you back and make you a little housewife. And not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but, you know, having Joni Harms as a mom, I was definitely raised to chase my dreams and chase them hard and not let anybody, you know, doubt me or hate on me. And if there is somebody that does that, you just let them add fuel to your fire. And so that's kind of what that song was written about. You know, everybody's going to have someone who tries to tear them down, but if you can find a way to turn that into, you know, some ambition, then that's how you're really going to be able to turn the situation around. And so Goodbye, I love the steel part that was added. It just is one of my favorite songs that we recorded because it's got a little extra meaning to it.
All right. It's a great song. This is called Goodbye, and it is from Olivia's CD, Rhinestone Cowgirl.
think I've gone insane or that I'm vain, but I just call it safe.
Every 65 minutes, a veteran's life is ended by suicide. PTSD is the unseen enemy that follows too many of our soldiers home. Be part of the solution. This is Gary Holt inviting you to join us this Saturday for Rendezvous 2021's music concert at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Winchester, Tennessee. Tickets are $20 at the gate and support Hope and Healing at Healing Glade, equine therapy for servicemen and women. For more information, visit EquestrianLegacy.net. And that is next Saturday, not this Saturday. So be sure and visit the Circle E Guest Ranch and visit our website at EquestrianLegacy.net. So that's a great song, Olivia. That goodbye is pretty cool. And I know your mama has stood on the opera stage. Is that one of your big ambitions?
It definitely is, and thank you. I appreciate that compliment. That's sweet coming from you. But, yes, it's definitely on my list. I would love to be on the Grand Ole Opry one day, share that stage with so many musicians who played there before me. I was lucky enough to tag along with her when I was young and stand backstage at the Ryman or at the Opry, but one day I'd love to stand in that circle myself, so that's on the list for sure.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool. Well, you know, talk about you tagging along with your mama. If I'm not mistaken, you've been doing that since almost the day you were born, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, she's just a tough lady. I love her because she had a show on the 15th of June, and she was, you know, expecting me to arrive anytime. And she said, you know what, Doc, I've got this gig that I can't miss. It's with Lori Morgan and Clint Black and the Tractors. Is there any way we could get this baby out so I can make sure I make it to my show? And so on June 13th, she checked into room 13. And then at 1:13, after I'd been induced, I arrived. And she took me out to the show 2 days later. And I met everybody and made my first appearance on stage.
2 days old. 2 days
yeah, I've been
old.
Doing it a while.
I think all those 13s are the part of the story behind her album Lucky 13, right? She has a lot of 13s in her life that are really important to her, like all of those you just said.
Yeah, they are like kind of our good luck charm. I know her dad, my grandpa, was released from the Army on November 13th, and there's just all these other little 13s that show up, and so it is kind of her and our good luck charm for sure.
Fun.
Oh, gosh. Well, you may just have to continue that 13 thing. I don't know. But
I might. I graduated from high school in 2013, so it followed me a little bit.
Oh, shoot. Oh, gosh. Well, it may be the 13th day in the, you know, when you show up on the Grand Ole Opry, so that'd be pretty cool. So tell me tell me who you've met in Nashville that's impressed you so far.
Well, aside from the wonderful songwriters, I love the Time Jumpers. I don't know if all y'all are familiar with them, but if some of the listeners are not, you better go check out the Time Jumpers. They play at 3rd and Lindsay most every Monday night, and Vince Gill has been a part of their group in the past, and one of the times that my mom and I were in town. We're good friends with the fiddle player, one of the fiddle players, Kenny Sears, and he invited us to come listen. And then while they were doing their intermission, Kenny said, well, why don't you come back and just hang out in the green room for a little bit? And so we did, and Vince Gill was there, and he was just so kind. You know, it's one of those people that you always look up to, and then when you find out that they're worthwhile to look up to because they are a good person, it's so reassuring and one of those wonderful things to see. And then they invited me to come up and be a guest and do a song. And one of those times that I thought, okay, Olivia, if you can just stand here and remember the words and not pass out because Miss Gill is singing your harmonies, it'll be fine. It'll be all right. So that was pretty cool. I was pretty stoked about that. Made it through the song. I don't think I moved. I probably looked like a statue because I was just so scared that I was going to mess up. But
gosh, that's too funny. That is too funny. And Vince is now traveling, touring, and getting ready to tour with the Eagles again this year. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Great tour last year that he had. So our last, I guess it was your last year. Time just kind of gets away from me with this COVID thing. It's kind of messed everything up, hasn't it?
Oh, I know it does. I mean, I sure miss being out on the road playing last year, and I know it's affected so many people, but I'm glad we're starting to come out of it, and I've got gigs, you know, lined up all summer long, and it seems like we're kind of starting to get back to our routine a bit.
Well, I think that is pretty cool, pretty cool. Well, I'm going to get to another song very quickly. I've got a song to play this morning, and my right now, this one is one called I Don't Need You, But I Want You. And so tell us about this song.
Yeah, I was chatting with my producer, D. Scott Miller, and, you know, again, he was just kind of saying, you know, how's things personally for you? And before you write songs, you just kind of catch up and talk about life. And that's just, songwriting can be very vulnerable because you end up sharing a lot of your life with your co-writer. And I said, you know, I've just had so many friends that have been in relationships or are still in relationships where I feel like they are just in them because it's comfortable and they're not taking the risk of going through that uncomfortable phase where you got to break up with someone, or even, you know, it does hurt to part ways with someone. But if you're dating someone who's not enhancing your life and making it better, then I personally don't see the point, because I would hope that whoever I'm with down the road is making my life better, and they're there because I want them to be there, not because I need them. And so it was just a song I wanted to write to anybody, you know, who's struggling to be independent or wondering, you know, if they should make the wait and wait for the right one or settle. And I just don't want any of my friends out there to ever settle. You know, wait, God has the best person in mind. Sometimes you just got to go through the rough spot, but you should never be with someone because you need them. Just wait till you want them.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So let's listen to I Don't Need You, But I Want You. It's from Finecat.
just because I've never felt it, doesn't mean it isn't real when I met you. I don't need you, but I want you standing by my side. I don't have to, but I want to have you kissing me.
Girl, we're having such a great time chatting. Olivia, I'm going to go off topic for just a moment, and if you're not comfortable answering this question, just say pass, because I have another couple of questions I can follow up with. But got to tell you, when I see the picture of you in that jacket, which is the cover photo for Rhinestone Cowgirl, I will see people saying and posting, like, love that jacket. So we would love to know if there's a story about that jacket or where you found it or who designed it. And if you're not comfortable, just say, you know, thank you, pass.
Oh, goodness. No, I would love to share with the jacket information about you. So with you. So Vera Vasily, who used to design for Rifle Range, she has made some wonderful jackets for my mom, and I've always admired them and dreamed of having one of my own. And so when I was kind of daydreaming about what I wanted the cover to look like, I was envisioning a shorties cowboy hat and a Jack and Vera, and I love my turquoise and my squash blossoms and everything. And so I had chatted with Vera. I said, I don't know if this is something that we could ever do, but it's just kind of my little daydream. And she said, well, send me a picture of the squash blossom that you have, and we might be able to put something together. And I said, and I love, you know, like Aztec patterns and, you know, being from Oregon where Pendleton Woolen Mills is such a big thing. I grew up with all those beautiful patterns. And so I said, I don't know if this might be too much, but if you could somehow make a jacket that's got all these patterns and colors, but still, you know, not make it overwhelming and use pink and turquoise and have it look girly, that would be my dream jacket. And so she said, yeah, we'll see what we can do. And then wouldn't you know, my mom, being the stinker that she is, she got that for me for Christmas. And it was just such a wonderful surprise, because it was just, you know, what I had always dreamed of for my second album. Not that my first one wasn't wonderful, but the second one I feel like is a real representation of who I am, and I'm just extra proud of it. And so I'm glad that I was able to wear the wonderful jacket by Vera. She's also made things here in Nashville for John Party and Miranda Lambert. I think she just made something for Gwen Stefani. So she's very talented with her chain stitch embroidery. And of course, you know, kind of a nod to the, you know, traditional country, because I love those nudie Western suits and Manuel jackets and all those things. So I'm glad that I could carry on that Western tradition.
Well, I'm so happy that you shared that. And I have met her several times, and she's just the nicest gal. And then her artwork is extraordinary. And I know that on the cover of the album, the backside shows the back of the jacket, I didn't keep a picture of that to post right now on Facebook, but the back of the jacket is equally gorgeous. So what fun.
It definitely is. I'm proud to be wearing it.
What fun. Gary, I have another question for her, unless you want to get to another piece of music.
Well, I tell you what, let's get to another piece of music and then come back and
okay.
You can ask her this question. Right
okay.
Now, let's do I Think of You, and we'll come back and talk more with Olivia Harms and let Bobby Jean ask her second question. I'm completely lost when it comes to clothing, so we'll leave that to you girls.
Perfect.
Harms, a co-write with the fabulous songwriter, another wonderful songwriter, Wood Newton. So fun from, again, Rhinestone Cowgirl. So here's my second question. I had a great time going through your Facebook page and checking out all the fabulous photos. And it looks to me like you had a wonderful trip to Paris.
Yes.
How did that come about? And you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So fall of 2019, what a wonderful little gem of a trip that was, just because, you know, my mom and I haven't been able to travel overseas for the last year and a half. And we had no idea what a blessing that trip would be. You know, we had no idea that COVID was going to come and shut everything down. But I had convinced her. I said, you know what, Mom, we got to go play this wonderful festival in Sants. For the Buffalo Festival that they have there, and that was a blast. But I said, you know, we're always traveling, and we go through these beautiful, amazing places, and we never just stop and stay for a couple days and explore the city and just play tourist. We're always moving on to the next place because we always have a time crunch. And I said, I would like to take you and let's just stay a couple days. Well, I'll find like a little Airbnb apartment in downtown Paris and we can just go explore the city and have, you know, some mother-daughter time. And so we did. She went for my idea, which is great. And so we just had the best time. And we braved the subway system. I mean, I don't know any French. And, of course, the Paris folk were very good to us. We were lucky. We didn't have any bad experiences. They were all very kind and helpful. But we were down in the subways, and she was like, I don't know, Liv. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm kind of not sure about it. And I was like, oh, Mom, we'll be all right. And we made it out and had just the best time cruising around, eating and drinking good wine. And so that was a lot of fun. And then we carried on and went to Sants, which is near Bordeaux, and played the festival there and just met all kinds of new friends and hope to go back again soon.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful.
That was
my question.
I love to travel.
Perfect.
Okay,
quiet.
Gary, back to you. Back to you, Gary.
All right. Well, I have a question that I've wanted to ask for just a little bit. The album is absolutely terrific. It's called Rhinestone Cowgirl. But tell us a little bit about the musicians that were playing on this with you.
Of course. I would love to. So Dee Scott was nice to help me find musicians, and I definitely gave him, you know, the parameters for my vision that I wanted it to be filled with twin fiddle and steel guitar and definitely no drum tracks. I wanted to have a live drum kit and just really keep it traditional and almost sound like it was just a good live band. I didn't want it to be overproduced or overmixed. And so he definitely got the vision, and he brought in Smith Curry, who is a wonderful steel guitar player. He added some of those kind of unique sounds on Gypsy or Neon Moon or Hey There Cowboy. I had somebody tell me the lick that he does on Neon Moon almost sounds like a spaceship is getting ready to take off. And I haven't registered with that yet, but now every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's the spaceship. There it is, ready to take off. But he did. He added some cool things that definitely made the album unique and still gives it the traditional sound that I wanted, but also makes it a little bit more modern. And so he was a wonderful player. And then we had Bart Walker on the electric, acoustic, and baritone guitar. He added some great parts. Kenzie Wett, she plays on the Opry a lot, and she did the fiddle parts for us. And then just, you know, there was Eli Beard on bass, and then we had Grady Sachs on the drums. Just a lot of wonderful players, and they were all so nice, complimented the songs and my music, which just made me feel like, you know, on top of the world on cloud nine. So it was a really fun day tracking with them.
Well, you know, everybody that records in Nashville just talks about how fantastic the musicians are. And, of course, I like to hear that because I'm pretty proud of all these guys. But, yeah, I was just wondering who was playing with you on this music. And are you working on some music for another album? I know that songwriters constantly have things that are going on in their head. But are you kind of planning on album number three?
Oh, absolutely. I'm already at work. Yesterday, I wrote with Dwayne O'Brien, who is one of the lead singers and part of the band Little Texas, and we came up with a great song. I'm really excited about it. I shared a little snippet of it on my Instagram story because I just was too excited to not share it. But, you know, that's the struggle and the fun part of being an artist and a songwriter is that I get these songs, and I finally get them out, and everybody's enjoying them. And now I'm like, oh, boy, well, I'm already ready to record a second or a third one. And, you know, the album hasn't even been out for a month yet. So I'll have to give it a year or so before I get into the third one. But I'm always writing and, you know, excited to meet with some of the great songwriters and just get together and see what we can come up with because it's always a good time.
Well, that's great. That is great. Well, we look forward to album number three, whenever that is. So if that's a year from now, then that'll be great. Right now, let's take a listen to another song. It's called Just Like Yesterday. Tell us about this one.
This one was fun to write. I get to write a lot in the RCA building, which is on Music Row down in Nashville. So it's my favorite area of town because it's got so much history. And I write quite a bit with a guy named Mike Loudermilk, and his dad was really good friends with Chet Atkins when Chet was running the RCA building just a few years ago. And the one day that I was writing with Mike, his office was busy, and he said, "Someone else is in there. Do you mind if we use the spare room today?" And I thought, you know what, I'm happy to write with you wherever we write, so of course, that's fine. And we're walking down the hall, and these halls have all the cool pictures of Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, Roy Orbison, you name it, they've been there. It's just, like, amazing. And so we're walking down the hall, and I was kind of expecting, like a broom closet or a library or just some spare room, nothing fancy at all. And we get to this door, and he has like this little code that he types in, and I thought, boy, they really lock up their janitorial supplies here, like, yeah. I don't want nobody getting in there. And he opens the door, and there's this great big desk sitting in front of us, there's a fireplace, there's guitars all over the wall, and it happened to be Chet Atkins' office, and they call it the magic room. And he said, since my dad and Chet were good friends, I get to use this room from time to time. And so this is where we will be writing. And I just pinching myself, imagining all the wonderful artists and musicians that have been in that room before me. And so we decided we wanted to write a really traditional country song and tell a story and hopefully give it feeling. And they say that if you can write a song under 70 words, and it tells a story and has feeling, it's a good country song. And I don't know if this one's a good country song, but I do know we've got the word count going for us. And I love the twin fiddle and the steel guitar parts on it.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Just Like Yesterday. This is Miss Olivia Harms from the CD Rhinestone Cowgirl. 50,000 wild horses and burros have been removed from public lands and are currently in holding pastures and corrals managed by the Bureau of Land Management. Be part of the solution. This is Gary Holt inviting you to join us this Saturday night for Rendezvous 2021's music concert at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Winchester, Tennessee. Tickets are $20 at the gate and proceeds support the Mustang Heritage Foundation, Finding Homes for America's Mustangs. For more information, visit equestrianlegacy.net. And again, that concert takes place next Saturday night in Winchester, Tennessee. And you can find out more about Rendezvous 2021 in Winchester, Tennessee at the Circle E Guest Ranch by visiting equestrianlegacy.net. So to answer your question, Miss Olivia, yeah, that's a country song. I like it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, gosh. Well, this has been a short hour, and you have been a great guest. Yeah, I don't know where the time's
gone. Well, you're
a
great host. You and Bobby Jean, you guys are the best.
Well, thank you so much. I guess that means we'll have to have you back again if you're going to brag on us like that. We need more of that.
Well, but I think we might be able to sort something out.
Oh, gosh. So you were talking just a little bit ago about the gigs that were picking back up, and I was looking at your schedule. You're just back to back to back to back to back. So tell us where you're going to be next.
Yeah, I'm really, really fortunate and blessed that I get to be so busy this summer. I fly home from Nashville tomorrow. I'm doing a little private party on Saturday, and then I get to celebrate my birthday and the release of my second album, Rhinestone Cowgirl, with my closest family and friends on Sunday.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I'm excited. That'll be kind of fun. It's been, you know, overdue for just in-person kind of gatherings and parties, and so that'll be good. And then I have a couple local gigs in Central Oregon, and then Mom and I are headed to Montana for the Art of the Cowgirl. We're going to be doing a songwriting class up there, doing some live music at Art of the Cowgirl, doing some other live music in Bozeman. I'll be opening for Curtis Grimes at the Old Saloon, and then Mom and I will be at Stacy's in Gallatin Gateway. And then we're coming home for the 4th of July. Then I do some more local stuff. And then in August, I'm going to Wyoming to play
wow.
at the Tom Horn Days, which will be fun. I hadn't been familiar with them before, but the more I've looked into the event, I'm really excited to be a part of it. And so it's just go, go, go. I'm really blessed that every weekend until October, I have something booked or planned. And so that's wonderful news.
Wow.
That is awesome, wow. awesome. Well, you hug Tammy Pate for me when you get to Art of the Cowgirl, so that should be whole lot of fun. And I think you and your mama have played that one before, haven't you?
We did, yeah. We did it last year, 2020, in January when it was in Phoenix. And now, you know,
yeah.
because of COVID, it got postponed, but it'll be fun to do it in Bozeman.
It will. Well, talking about Art of the Cowgirl, there is another song that we want to get to right quickly called Hey There Cowboy. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Olivia Harms for just a few minutes at Campfire Cafe.
Hey there, cowboy.
there, cowboy. It's Olivia Harms, and it is from the CD, Rhinestone Cowgirl. And you have just been too much stinking fun today on the show, Olivia. Thanks for doing this.
Well, thanks for having me on. This was just a blast.
Well, I tell you what, our worldwide audience wants to know how they can get your CDs, both Olivia and Rhinestone Cowgirl. So give us your website, tell us how we can get your music, and tell folks how they can follow your tour schedule.
Absolutely. So the best way to get the hard copy of either the Olivia album or the Rhinestone Cowgirl album would be just go on oliviaharms.com, and they will be on there shortly. I am waiting for disc makers to send me the hard copies of Rhinestone Cowgirl because of COVID. It's delayed like everything else.
Okay. Okay.
But I will have them as soon as I get home. I think they're going to be delivered tomorrow, June 10th. So I'll get quick and I know. I'm excited. Get them on the website. I'm also thinking about printing up some vinyl. So if folks want to give me their vote and let me know if they would be interested in some vinyl,
wow.
Do that. There's also some T-shirts, and I had a friend make me some Hey There Cowboy candles. So there's all sorts of fun merch on the website also. And then if you want to check the tour dates, it's on oliviaharms.com, or you can follow along on Instagram or Facebook. You know, if you follow on Instagram or Facebook, you might be able to see some of the adventures that I go on and kind of feel like you're coming along with me on some of these road trips I'll have this summer.
Oh, that's too cool. And by the way, you were so cute last night. I woke up and checked Instagram, and there you were just in the show today. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to make sure people tune in. It's a great show.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you have been a lot of fun, and please tell your mama Heidi for us and give her a big old hug, and we look forward to having you come back.
Absolutely. Well, y'all tell your families hello as well, and I hope to see you sometime soon down the road in person and give y'all a big hug.
That'd be great. Look forward to seeing you in Nashville when we get there. So we'll eventually end up there at the same time. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's going to happen. So we're going to close out. We're going to close out this segment of the show with a great song from the CD, Rhinestone Cowgirl. And Olivia, you want to tell us about this one real quickly? It's called The Road of Life.
Yeah, this is one that I wrote last minute for the album, because you never know what life's going to throw at you next. We've learned that over the last year with COVID and everything. And I just figure we're all kind of traveling down this road of life. And you just got to roll with it because you never know what's around the bend. And so that's what this song was written about. But I wanted to make sure it was a good Western swing song because I love a good two-step and swing dance. And so that's how we came up with it, just traveling on the road of life.
All right, it's The Road of Life from Rhinestone Cowgirl, and Olivia Harms has been our very special guest today on the Campfire Cafe. Olivia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
time now for Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment. But right now, let's take a listen to this song from Mary Kay Holt called Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
He's kicking up dust all the day long. Bath time's the only time he ain't got those boots on. He'd wear 'em to bed if you gave him half a chance. While other kids live in a digital world, he's out getting outlawed with the gold and the girl. You can call him to dinner, then the screen door slamming again. When a boy never outgrows his boots and his hat, and the West is its wildest wherever he's at, it's a blessing more than a curse. Mamas could do a whole lot worse than see their baby grow up to be cowboys. Don't laugh at his swagger as he's walking by. Comes from days in the saddle underneath God's big sky. Growing up where there's more cows than people. He doesn't work till he's tired, he works till he's done. Comes Saturday night, he's out for some fun. Out across the county line to two-step and twirl. Cause when a boy never outgrows his boots and his hat, and the West is its wildest wherever he's at, it's a blessing more than a curse. Mamas could do a whole lot worse than see their baby grow up to be cowboys. They'll ride tall in the saddle if close to the land, choose their battles and take a firm stand. Put their hat to their heart when they see your glory. Be a part of the legend, be a part of the story. Oh mamas, I hope that your babies grow up to be cowboys. God gave him a bride, God gave him a home, God gave him a little buckaroo of his own. Now he's paying the bills and praying for rain. Oh, a life lived well depends on the man, but living is sweetest when lived on the land. It's the greatest gift in the world he can give to his boy. When a boy never outgrows his boots and his hat, and the West is its wildest wherever he's at, it's a blessing more than a curse. Mamas could do a whole lot worse than see their baby grow up to be cowboys. They'll ride tall in the saddle if close to the land, choose their battles and take a firm stand. Put their hat to their heart when they see your glory. Be a part of the legend, be a part of the story. Oh mamas, I hope that your babies grow up to be cowboys. Grow up to be cowboys. Grow up to be cowboys.
That's Mary Kay Holt and her great song, Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And she has three that grew up to be cowboys. or four. So great, great show. Well, Robert Eversole, the Trailmeister, was scheduled to be with us today, but I got a message from him, and he had a doctor's appointment. So we're going to have to check on Robert and make sure he's okay. And then he had Ty Evans of T.S. Mules that was supposed to be on the show, but apparently Ty's mule has tossed his butt, so he's not here. So.
Aww. They have a really interesting website.
yeah. So yeah. Anyway, I don't know what happened to Ty. He has not shown up, so that's okay. We've got some more great music to play, and we're going to talk a little bit about Rendezvous that's coming up this next week. But right now, let's take a listen, Bobby, to a great song from Mr. Dan McCorson called Montana Moon. And then when we come back, you had some great information you were sharing with me just a minute ago about things that are happening in June. So we'll be back in just a moment with Bobby Bell on Saddle Up America.
Somewhere up this highway, 1,000 miles or more, the girl I love is standing out by our front door. Every night about this time, we both look in the sky when that big Montana moon is shining bright. She's up there on the prairie and I'm in these city lights, but I use that moon to carry my love to her each night. And I can almost see her face up there reflected in the light when that big Montana moon is shining bright. Well, I'll be going home real soon, of that you can be sure. Until then, when I'm lonesome, I've found the perfect cure. Even though that moon up there shines on the seven seas, it'll always be Montana's moon to me. She's up there on the prairie and I'm in these city lights, but I use that moon to carry my love to her each night. And I can almost see her face up there reflected in the light when that big Montana moon is shining bright. Up there on the prairie and I'm in these city lights, but I use that moon to carry my love to her each night. And I can almost see her face up there reflected in the light when that big Montana moon is shining bright. When that big Montana moon is shining bright.
Dan McCorson, Montana Moon. And so, Bobby, during one of our breaks, you were telling me about all the different things that are taking place in June. So why don't you share that with our audience out there?
Well, it's kind of fun. I'm sure most everyone's familiar with the national calendar days. I get an email from the organization every day, and there's always really fun. You know, today is Iced Tea Day, for instance. But there's also National Month, and I don't always think to look into the month, and it just for you and me, there are several that we can relate to. National DJ Month. I live here in Albuquerque where balloons are, of course, a big deal. National Give a Bunch of Balloons Month. That's kind of fun.
Oh, wow.
There's also National Camping Month and National Great Outdoors Month. And our business, Out West Shop, we actually have a collection we call the Campfire Collection. So it's kind of fun to see we have a Great Outdoors Month. And then this is actually National PTSD Awareness Month. And that certainly deserves some shout out. And maybe would you want to talk a little bit about Rendezvous right now, maybe, and talk about what you're doing to support PTSD awareness and our veterans?
Yeah, we can do that. So beginning next Thursday, man, this has gotten here so quickly. But Rendezvous 2021 in Rendezvous East is taking place next Thursday through Sunday at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Winchester, Tennessee. And so, Bobby, that's 3 days of trail riding, 3 days of music concerts, 3 days of shopping, and it is all to benefit two worthwhile causes. The first of those is the Mustang Heritage Foundation, and that is saving America's Mustangs. But the one that you're referring to is Jennifer O'Neill's Hope and Healing at Hillinglade. And that is, and we had Jennifer on the show, as you remember, a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We talked mm-hmm. about the fact that she started this in part because of a husband, an ex-husband that she had that had suffered from PTSD. But she has an equine therapy program in Nashville to support our soldiers and first responders who are suffering from PTSD. And so Rendezvous is always about giving back to some kind of charity. And so this year the beneficiaries are the Mustang Heritage Foundation and Hope and Healing at Hillinglade. And so there's still time to come and do some trail riding and enjoy the music and the shopping, to visit the website at equestrianlegacy.net, make reservations for Rendezvous East, and that begins next Thursday. But if you can't, if you're not a trail rider, or if you can't make it for the entire event, then on Saturday night we have a great concert that will be taking place with Mike and Doris Merritt, the Simple Gifts, the Sawyer Family Band, and, of course, my wife, Mary Kay Holt, who is a multi-award-winning singer and songwriter. And tickets for that event on Saturday night will begin at 7 o'clock, but tickets for that are $20 at the gate. And so you can come out and support both of these great causes, and all of the money from the ticket sales will go to Hope and Healing at Hillinglade and the Mustang Heritage Foundation. So that's kind of what's going on, but this is our sixth year to put on Rendezvous. And in addition to Rendezvous East, we're going to be doing Rendezvous West in September at the Bryce Canyon area out in Utah. So again, that's going to be music and shopping and trail riding and Chuck Wagon cooking. Our good friend Roger Mills is coming up from Arizona. He'll be cooking all week with his Chuck Wagon. And I don't know if you remember Roger, but he was on, and he's like a gourmet cook. So get ready for some great food there at that event. But again, this year the beneficiaries are Hope and Healing at Hillinglade and the Mustang Heritage Foundation, and that's for both events this year, both East and West. And I don't know what we'll do next year, Bobby. Can't decide.
Yeah, well, I know you'll start to plan it. As soon as this one is winding down, you'll probably be thinking about next year already.
Well, even though you've got the
Rendezvous West coming up in the fall. And it's really fun. Your website, equestrianlegacy.net, and to our listeners, you can just go there and then hit Rendezvous 2021, and there's also more, the word more, and you get a lot of additional information about everything that Gary and Mary Kay are offering. You guys you're doing a lot of different things.
Well,
teased us. It's public because you put it out there on Facebook and such, but it sounds like you got some fun plan for TV in 2022.
Well, we may talk about that in a minute, but we're going to take another break real quick and listen to Kristen Harris's great song. from her CD, A Place to Land. It's called Along the Navajo Trail. When we come back, we may talk a little bit about the TV, and we may talk about the Girl Meets West event that's coming up as well. But we'll be back and talk more with Bobby Bell in just a minute on today's Saddle Up America. Just a little bit about some of the things that are coming up. Of course, we've got Rendezvous West that's going to be taking place September the 16th through the 19th at the Bryce Valley RV and Horse Campground. There will be the facility there. And then Bryce Valley Pioneer Village is the host hotel out in Utah. But we'll be trail riding, we'll be doing our music events, our shopping, and of course the chuck wagon cooking. And then my wife, Mary Kay, has held an event for the past 2 years now called Girl Meets West. And so that started out in Escalada, Utah. And she has, yeah, she has, what happened?
Well, I was getting ready to copy the link to Girl Meets West to post on Facebook, and on came Mary Kay's voice. I'm like, oops.
Oh, gosh.
That was fast.
Yeah, so anyway, she's got the Girl Meets West, and she's done two of those. This year she did one in the spring. She's doing one in the fall. And so that's a lot of fun. I think that's limited to about 20 women that come in. And so she's got another event that's going to be taking place in November. Unfortunately, it's the same time, Bobby, as the IWMA convention. So, yeah, that was too bad. But in 2022, she'll be doing another Girl Meets West back in Utah. And then in 2022, she's going to be doing a Girl Meets West in the East in Nashville. And so that should be a lot of fun for women to be able to come out and experience some of Music City and enjoy the fellowship and everything else that goes on with Girl Meets West. And then I'm not sure where we'll do all of our rendezvous next year, but we'll do either two or three of those. And then we will start Equestrian Legacy Television next year. And that's been kind of a thing that I've wanted to do for quite a while. And so that will be available on YouTube, and we've got a couple of other things that are working on that. So basically what that's going to be is we'll kind of duplicate a little bit of what we've done with the radio shows, and that will be music and horse stuff. And so I think that will be a lot of fun. So
that'll be great.
Yeah, and then probably another radio show that we'll add to. So at my young age, I just keep adding stuff. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Well, it means you're still a dreamer and an achiever, and age has nothing to do with it. It actually, I think, it keeps us young. The more that we continue to, you know, to reach out and do new things and try new things, and it's we're not sitting in rocking chairs.
No, we're not sitting in a rocking chair. Age is just a number now, so it really is just a number.
Yep.
So anyway, but tell us what's going on with Out West right now.
Well, of course, Father's Day is right around the corner, and also as I was looking at this is the Great Outdoors Month, I'm reminded that we have pulled together a collection. If you're on our homepage, you just scroll down a little bit and you see a big, beautiful photo campfire collection, everything for outdoor adventures. Now, we don't sell tents and things like that. This is all clothing, kind of what you need around that campfire in your backyard, or if you're doing some traveling and enjoying an outdoor life. Our campfire collection pulls together for men and women. And so there's actually a lot of merchandise under that big heading. But if you are on the homepage, outwestshop.com, and you go to the toolbar, you just put your browser over ladies, and you'll see a drop-down menu, and campfire collection is right there. You go to men's, the same thing, so that it kind of, and home decor, the same thing. So it kind of breaks it down. You're not looking at thousands of products, unless you love to do it that way. We also have a really great search box that we recently added to our website that is really interesting to work with. So whatever you're looking for, if you pop it in that search box, it's really cool, actually, how it finds what you need. So that's kind of a new, you know, always improving, trying to figure out how the shoppers shop and what you're looking for and make that simple for you. So just go to outwestshop.com and you can spend a lot of time there. I mean, you know, all the radio shows that I'm involved with, including Campfire Cafe, are there under Out West Live. We've had customers tell us they forget how they found the website, and then they just listened to radio shows and watched some concerts and then forgot what they were looking for. So
not what you intended.
Not necessarily, but it's all part of what we do and what we love. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's great. Well, I tell you, it's been fun today. And again, we're going to check on Robert Eversole and see how he's doing. He had a doctor's appointment today. And we may have to check on Ty Evans and see if that mule threw his butt. But we're sorry they weren't there today. But we had plenty of fun today without them. So any closing thoughts for today, Bobby?
Oh, I have one. I guess a few days ago we had National Friendship Day or Best Friend Day or something, and I went looking for some friend things. And I love this. This is from Winnie the Pooh. And Gary, I think this is, I'll say this and dedicate it to you. I knew when I met you an adventure was going to happen. Winnie the Pooh.
I like that. I like that. You know what was 2 years ago? 3 years ago when you and Jim came to visit me in Nashville, and it was just kind of about this time of year. So
it was.
We'll have to do that again. Well, it's been a lot of fun. Next week we have Cor Blonde that we're rebroadcasting along with Ginger Gaffney, a great horsewoman and author. And so that show will be great. We'll be traveling, so we'll be rebroadcasting that show. And then after that, it's John Chandler and a couple of ladies who are with the National Forest Service that will be on the show. So, Bobby, I guess we'll just kind of close things down today and see you on the radio soon and listen to a great song from Mr. Bryn Hill called Howling on the Wind. So we'll talk to you soon. We thank you for listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. Talk to you soon, Bobby.
All righty.